Africa Media Freedom Week, as we continue to celebrate South Africa Media Freedom Week. Media Monitoring Africa has put together workshops in Johannesburg and Cape Town in an effort to revive the critical conversations about the role of media in democracy and good governance. Now, the U.S. mission to South Africa has contributed to this effort by bringing through veteran broadcast journalist and former news producer at CNN, Jennifer Thomas, to share her know-how. The workshops are running in different parts of the country with some interaction with the South African National Editors Forum. Jennifer is now an assistant professor at Howard University. She's made some time for us and she joins us now in studio. Jennifer, it's such a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you. You've come through
to share some of your experiences spending 25 years in journalism. What can you tell us about this field?
Oh, wow. Well, as you know, this field has changed over the years and it continues to change. But what I find that is still remain the same is the fact that what our purpose is, and that's to make sure that we keep the public informed and to defend the public's right to know. And the thing that I found most interesting about being here in South Africa is that we have a similar goal, and that the fight is the same fight that we fight in America in terms of press freedom.
Yeah.
It's the same fight that's going on here in South Africa. And that's been the most interesting aspect, I think, of my trip here.
One of the new phenomena of fake news and the effort to check facts, are we still sticking to the core values of ethical reporting and making sure that we're independent?
That's such a good question, because I think that's probably the single biggest thing that we have to pay attention to now. So wherever this is coming from with, you know, calls of us being fake news, I think it calls on us journalists to go back to the basics. And that means making sure that we have reliable sources, checking, double checking, triple checking if necessary, and not just be so much in the thought about being first to get the story, but being right with the story. And that's been, I think, the biggest problem and the biggest challenge. And it's all, I think, because of this influx of social media. You know, everybody wants information instantaneously. And by doing so, we lose that time of checking those sources. We're so quick to put something on Facebook or put something on Twitter that we're not doing our due diligence. And I think that that's the main thing that we can learn, and it's making us have self-reflection and making sure that we go back to those basics and do journalism the way that we should.
I imagine you've had some time to consume some South African content. How does it compare with the likes of CNN, for argument's sake?
Well, I will say I'm so excited to be here in this lovely studio and watching from the hotel and seeing all the network news. Yes. And I think it does a great job. I think that you all have done a great job with covering the main stories. And I think what resonates with me the most is that you go beyond the story and, you know, tell the story beyond the story. How does the main news affect everyday people? And I think that's what we sometimes tend not to do. We get so caught up in just telling the headlines that we forget these headlines have consequences and there are people behind these stories. And I've seen that that's the coverage you all have been doing, from education to interviewing people to talking to people, as we say, on the ground. And I think that's what's admirable, but that's what we have to stay to continue to do. And I've been happy to see that that's what's being done here as well.
One of the big things these days is audience interaction and viewer participation, which I find CNN does quite well.
Mm-hmm.
How do we rate?
I think we rate pretty well. When I walked in the studio, I saw Twitter up on the screen. But, you know, we have to continue to make sure that we have our consumers that are watching the news can also take part in the content. And I think because of social media, we have to maintain their attention. And so if we let them become part of the story by either responding through a poll or what they think about something that we broadcast, then I think we're on the right track and we continue to have them committed and to continue to show our credibility. But from what I've seen in just my 2 days here, I think you all, SABC, does a great job of doing that.
We've touched a little bit on ethical reporting and credibility in terms of doing our, as we carry out our work. And you've participated in these workshops. How many have you participated in already?
Oh, gosh, it's hard to keep count because I've talked to students. We've had several workshops, and I'm here actually on behalf of the U.S. Embassy in Pretoria. They extended the invitation mission here and with Media Freedom Week. But so I've done several workshops, some press, media interviews, talking to journalism students.
Did you find that these issues were coming up over
oh my gosh.
Over again? Because it's been a big story in South Africa for the past week or two, where journalists, it came out that journalists were not so candid about the source of their stories, the sources of their stories.
That's interesting, because that's been a problem in the U.S. as well. And at the workshop we had last night, that came up quite a bit, you know, the issue that's happening here. And what I pointed out was this is not uncommon, unfortunately, and we can look through the decades, starting with the 80s to now in the U.S., of professional journalists, some who've won national awards, that have committed what we call ethical crimes. And it does affect the credibility that we have as newsmakers. But what I think we found is that the audience and consumers want us to be accountable and transparent. And that's the only way that we can maintain our credibility.
What's your personal interest in traveling to go talk about journalism and how it should be meted out?
Well, journalism is a passion I've had. And I am blessed because when I graduated from college, I started my first job 2 weeks after. I'm a producer, as you mentioned, by trade, an executive producer, so I'm more comfortable in the control room. But now I'm back at my alma mater in Washington, D.C. So I'm having the opportunity to pour my experience and wisdom into the lives of these students who are going out into this crazy world of journalism. I say it's the best of times and it's the worst of times, but I would not be doing anything else right now.
We know you have a crazy schedule, so thank you so much for making the time
to come
through to talk to us. Jennifer Thomas is an American journalist in South Africa to share knowledge as we mark SA Media Week. For more on her movements, go to the Media Monitoring website. Blaine?
Great conversation. Thanks, Des. Well,